there's anybody in the room that have ever asked these questions. What is my future look like? Is this part of the plan? Where do I go from here? What's life going to throw at me next? And why has this happened to me? How can I recover? I don't know if there's anybody in here that said one or all of those statements at some point in your life. And when you look at the life of Joseph, you could easily see that this boy at this moment could easily shout all those things. As we left him last week on the journey to Egypt, being sold into slavery and heading towards Potiphar's house. Everything that's happened to this point in some way doesn't make any sense for this young guy that God has called specifically to do something amazing in the future, but the right now seems a bit hard. I don't know if that's how you're feeling this morning as you come to church, or you maybe experienced over the past wee while in your life, or maybe it's been constant and you're trying to see ahead. The journey from the pit that Joseph was going to take to Potiphar's house would have been a long journey. It would have given him time to think, time to reflect, time to question, time to process, and time to prepare for what was going to happen next. We last had them in Dothan, and from Dothan to Egypt, it was 550 miles. Probably a 15-day trip to get to where he was going to go, and everything was going to be new, everything was going to be unknown, and everything was going to be unexpected at this point for Joseph. As we thought about last week, this part of the plan wasn't revealed in a dream. And I wonder if he was clinging on to the reality of everyday life, not knowing what was going to happen next, not knowing what was coming. He was going to face the challenge and he was going to face the change. And this was Joseph's new reality. I suppose the question that I've got this morning as we're going to look at Genesis chapter 39 together is, how do we face these situations today? What's our reaction when things seem to go totally wrong? How do we hit it head on? How do we honour God in every single circumstance? And as we read this chapter together today, as we see what's going to happen, there's a couple of lines that jumped out, really simple. And I hope they're going to be an encouragement to you. But we're also going to see through this passage that for Joseph, life seems to take a twist at every turn. How did he cope? How did he handle it? What was he going to do? So if you've got your Bibles and you want to turn to Genesis 39, we'll read through this passage together. And we're going to see what happens. I know we've heard some of what went on in the video, but we're going to just read through parts of this scripture together. Verse 1 says, "Now when Joseph arrived in Egypt with the Ishmaelite traders, he was purchased by Potiphar, a member of the personal staff of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Potiphar was the captain of the palace guard. The Lord was with Joseph and blessed him greatly as he served in the house of his Egyptian master. Potiphar noticed this and realized that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything that he did. So Joseph naturally became quite a favourite with him. Potiphar soon put Joseph in charge of his entire household and entrusted him with all his business dealings. From the day Joseph was put in charge, the Lord began to bless Potiphar for Joseph's sake. All his household affairs began to run smoothly, and his crops and livestock flourished. So Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. With Joseph there, he didn't have a worry in the world except to decide what he wanted to eat. Now Joseph was very handsome, well built. And about that time, Potiphar's wife began to desire him and invited him to sleep with her. But Joseph refused. Look, he told her, my master trusts me with everything in his entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He's held back from me nothing except you, because you are his wife. How could I ever do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin against God. But she kept putting pressure on him day after day, but he refused to sleep with her. And he kept out of her way as much as possible. One day, however, no one else was around when he was doing his work and inside the house. She came and grabbed him by his shirt, demanding, "Sleep with me." Joseph tore himself away, but as he did, his shirt came off and she was left holding it as he ran from the house. When she saw that she had his shirt and that he had fled, she began screaming. Soon all the men around the palace came running. "My husband has brought this Hebrew slave here to insult us," she sobbed. "He tried to rape me, but I screamed. And when he heard my loud cries, he ran and left his shirt behind with me." She kept the shirt with her. And when the husband came home that night, she told him her story. "That Hebrew slave you had around here tried to make a fool of me," she said, "and I was saved only by my screams. He ran out, leaving his shirt behind." After hearing his wife's story, Potiphar was furious. He took Joseph and threw him into the prison where the king's prisoners were held. But the Lord was with Joseph there too, and he granted Joseph favor with the chief jailer. And before long, the jailer put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. The chief jailer had no more worries after that, because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him, making everything run smoothly and successfully. When you see how the wee video described what Potiphar's wife was up to, I thought it was very diplomatic. But we're going to be thinking today about this whole chapter 39 in Genesis, where we see Joseph has travelled to Egypt. He's done this journey, he's been sold to Potiphar, and he's got a new life in that place. And I don't know if you picked up multiple times in this passage, there's a key thing that I want us to learn before we go any further. And if there's nothing else that you take away from what I'm going to say today, it's the verses that we find in verse 2 and in verse 21 and dotted round about as well. It says the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. And a few weeks ago, I mentioned as we were thinking about Joseph, it would be easier if you were his brothers just to quiet quit, just to do the minimal to get by, just to get through the day-to-day with a minimal effort, just doing what you have to do in order to survive. And Joseph easily could have done that based on the circumstances he faced. If it was me, I don't think I would be trying hard. Don't think I'd be putting the effort in, because I was there against my will. But that's not what we see in the life of Joseph. That's not what we see in the character of Joseph at this point. He's having to learn to face his new norm, whatever that is going to look like. And he can either just be in himself, or he can think, how does God want me to handle this? What does God want me to do? Because as we read in this passage, we saw the results of what happens when Joseph leans into God. When in the chaos, he gives God control. Because when God is with you, folks, people take notice. That's what happened here. Potiphar looks on at this young man, his new slave, which he probably got for a bargain. And we don't know what Potiphar's experience was in his household at this point, but he sees Joseph going about the day-to-day, and there's something different about him. It seems to be that there's been a big shift in Joseph in some ways, in my opinion. But we'll think about that in a wee second. But Potiphar sees Joseph, sees the work that he puts in, sees the kind of guy that he is, sees how God has blessed him, and there's something about it that gets his attention. And I think that's the same today. And I want to encourage you today that if God is with you, lean in. Love Him. If God is with you, allow Him to bring the blessing, to succeed, and give Him the honor, because people will take notice. People will see it in you and through you. And that's what happened here with